with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard master. Hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill.
Welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the weekend, a little chilly one. Geez, you might want to put a little windbreak around your grill tonight because she's going to be cold.
Allegedly.
Know? Allegedly, yeah. Well, all I know is wind chill is just that. It's real.
Yeah.
And if you're out there tending to your cooking, you might want to have a toddy with you just to keep yourself warm.
Maybe a hot one.
Right, exactly.
You know, it's so great to hear from Coach, and I just want to let the listeners know, if you're not familiar with Coach Vermeil, you can go to your favorite movie purveyor, and you can download or rent the movie called Invincible. And it's I watched Invincible before I met Coach, and basically it's the story of when he was a college football coach in California for, I think, UCLA. He was hired by the Eagles to revive that team because they were the laughingstock of the nation. And he did something very unusual. He held an open tryout on a Saturday for anybody in Philadelphia or from anywhere who wanted to come in and do the tryouts. And everybody was mocking him, his whole team. All the coaches were disgusted, and they're like, oh, this is so stupid. They did this. And one person came out as really a great potential, and that's Vince Papale. And he's played by Mark Wahlberg in the movie, which is funny because Vince is a very tall Italian man. Mark Wahlberg is not. But Mark does a great job in the movie. And there's several different things, of course, Hollywood changed about it that Coach would tell you. But not to spoil the movie, if you've never seen Invincible, rent it because it's one of the best, good feeling stories you'll ever want to watch. And it's what propelled him to actually play in his team to make it to the Super Bowl. And then for him to be, of course, hired by the Rams. I think they were in St. Louis at the time. And then he was hired by the Chiefs where he ended up. And that's how I got to know him, because I was working in Kansas City. And my best buddy out there, Rob Russell, who you all have heard plenty of times on the show, who's no longer with us, but Rob introduced me to Coach, and we started cooking for Coach and the Eagles at a fundraiser Coach does in Philadelphia every year for the Boy Scouts. And I got to meet Vince Papale and Frank LeMasters and just a whole bunch of legendary NFL guys, and they're just wonderful people. And you can see how they, you know.
That's on Disney Plus.
Is it?
We checked on that.
Oh,
Invincible,
okay.
Yeah. 2006, yeah. The movie came out. And it's got real good reviews.
Oh, so. it's phenomenal. Like I said, I watched it before I knew Coach. So when I'd go out to cook for him every year, I'd bring one of my kids. And the first kid I brought out was Jordan. So Jordan got to hang out with Coach, and Jordan was a big football player. And then the next year, because I like to take my kids on a trip every year, right? So the next year I brought Olivia out there, and she had all those NFL guys at the table just you know, charming her, and she's so bashful at the time and everything, and it's just a memory that I'll never lose.
And she won't either. Yeah, that's cool. Well, hey, we do have some big football games tonight. There are four of them going on, and our Lions play at 8:00. So let's talk about a little bit of food that you might put together for the game. If you got guys coming over, or families coming over, or couples, or whatever it is, you got to eat. Right?
Of course.
Yeah. And so one of the things, we'll stick with the Detroit game first, because that's the one that's important to all of us. Comes on at 8:00. And let's talk about a little bit of Detroit food and what that looked like.
Yeah. And you can go to thegrillingguys.com and check out the search tab at the top and just punch in Coney dogs.
Yeah.
And you'll find a couple of recipes there that, are not as good as my favorite, which is Lafayette Coney in downtown Detroit, because this is my recipe, and I just can't replicate those guys. It's still my favorite.
Right.
And you're never happy with as happy with your own food as you are with, you know, your heroes.
Right. Yeah.
And Lafayette and National are the two big competitors downtown Detroit side by side. They're brothers, actually.
Yeah.
And they're making a killing.
Yeah.
But Lafayette is my favorite. And a Coney is actually ground beef heart.
Yep.
And if you say that fast enough, it sounds like beef heart.
Yeah.
But it's beef hearts.
Right.
And they grind them, double grind them. I double grind mine anyway. And it's probably one of the ways you can make heart muscle edible.
Yeah.
Because otherwise it's not going to be your favorite muscle.
Right. But it's ground and then it's made into a chili sauce. So there's a tomato base
on it. It's got tomatoes, paprika, mustard, onions, and you can look
garlic
at the recipe.
In there, yeah.
You can look at the recipe on thegrillingguys.com and download it. But what I love about Lafayette is they've had this, I don't know, I haven't been there in a few years, so I don't know if the same guy is working the grill up front, but they put all these hot dogs, and I believe they use Dearborn hot dogs, but they put them on a flat top, and he just rolls them with his hand.
Okay.
It's really cool. Then he takes a big spatula, and he lifts up like 15 of them at a time and throws them on the ready-made buns, and then he takes the ladle for the Coney sauce and hits them all, and then they put onions on them,
right?
And then you know, put them on your plates and serve wonderful shoestring French fries, and my mouth's watering just thinking about them. They're so good.
Yeah,
but I like putting mustard on mine,
and
that's all it needs. It's just so wonderful.
Some people like those little shreddy pickles too, but those are good as well. But you can do all this at home because you can buy canned chili sauce, probably not Lafayette, but I know that you can buy canned chili sauce if you don't want to whip it up out of beef heart yourself.
Yeah, I don't know if you can get a canned Coney sauce. I know you can buy Cincinnati Skyline chili in a can, but either way, you can also look in your freezer case and see if you can find Kogel makes a Coney sauce that's frozen in a tube. A lot of these Coney stations in Detroit, they actually buy that base sauce in a big frozen tube.
Uh-huh.
If you go to Eastern Market downtown Detroit by the Ford Stadium, Ford Field, there's a famous butcher down there, and he will sell you those tubes of frozen Coney sauce, which is really cool because then you can make your own. And you just basically take it home and you slice it up into whatever you think, and you keep them frozen, and then you have a set amount because it's a big stick.
Yeah.
You'll normally not need that much, but there's not much you have to do to it once you thaw that sauce.
Yeah.
It's good enough.
Right. Just heat it up and ladle it on.
Otherwise, you can use ground beef. If you don't have a cow in your freezer, you can use ground beef, and you can go to thegrillingguys.com and look up some of those recipes we've put up there, and you'll be pretty close to very good.
Yeah. Sounds awesome.
Also, Detroit's known for Detroit-style pizza.
Which is a deep dish pizza, right?
Kind of, yeah. It's a square pizza with what my daughter-in-law, the bread maker in my house, describes as a baguette-style dough.
Okay.
So if you want to buy some frozen dough and it's a baguette style, you'll be there.
Right. That's pretty cool. A little bit heartier, a little bit thicker crust.
Yep.
And
lots of grease
in a square pan.
Lots of grease in the bottom of the pan.
Yeah, because they're always covered with pepperoni.
Jet's Pizza is the closest thing you can get to. That is a Detroit pizza.
Yeah, right. And they're really good. All right. Well, that controls the Detroit game. We're going to talk about the Buffalo game next. And so we're going to hit a little bit of the wings, of course. There's a lot of ways to do those. And then if we got time, I might touch on my buffalo dip a little bit, too, because that's a hit for everybody.
Okay.
But you're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Stick with us. We'll be back.